we started talking to, you know, a lot of the members of our political team, our Washington desk here at NPR, about where are there races that would help us tell this story. And the second congressional district in Idaho kept coming up. You know, it's a place where Mike Simpson has been a congressman for a long time. He's very close to John Boehner, and he's seen as having a lot of ties to sort of the establishment in the Republican Party. And Brian Smith is, you know, a Tea Party-backed candidate who seems to be generating a lot of enthusiasm, you know, among the Tea Party nationally. And so it seems like money is going to be pouring into this race from both sides. And when it comes to this civil war, if we do call it that, in the Republican Party, you know, this district in your state seems to be one of the perfect places, if not the perfect place, to really come and talk about, you know, how this race plays out and the national implications. But also, oftentimes, I think when we're reporting in election years, we tend to go to familiar places, Iowa, Ohio, Florida, places that are swing states. In a general election, we were really excited about coming to a state that we don't visit that often when it comes to politics.
David, what do you hope to accomplish with your reporting once you're on the ground here?
I think above all, we want to listen. I mean, we're coming with a lot of questions, and we just really want to be listeners. You know, it's what does Mike Simpson, you know, need to do to hold on to this seat? Who supports him? Who supports Brian Smith? How much money is coming in from elsewhere in the country? What do people in Idaho think about their race sort of having national implications and generating so much interest from the outside? But what are the issues in the state that this race will sort of come down to? You know, I think above all, there's no agenda or theme that we have in mind that we're going and saying, you know, let's make sure that this story is told or that story is told. It really is, you know, we want to listen, and we want to hear how what's happening in Idaho connects to some of the larger themes within the Republican Party and in this national political landscape that people have heard so much about on our air.
You've made calls as you've prepared and researched your reporting. I'm curious to hear something that's interesting that you've learned about Idaho politics that maybe you didn't know coming in.
You know, the importance of land to people in Idaho is something that I've just begun to learn about and that I'm really eager to listen to people talk about. A lot of the debates over federal land, a lot of the debates over whether, you know, the federal government should give back land to the state. There's a program called PILT. It sounds so wonky, but it's a federal program that gives money to counties to make up for tax revenue that they're not getting because there's so much federal land in their county. That there's a lot of debate over that program. And that debate seems to speak so much to how people view the land in Idaho. And so being someone from Pittsburgh who lives in Washington, D.C., I'm not used to wide open spaces. And so to come to Idaho and listen to people talk about the land and hear some of these debates play out, I'm you know, really gets me jazzed.
And will you keep an eye on the race once you're out of state again?
That's one of the reasons we were really excited to do this. I mean, we see this visit as a first step to learn about the race, the district, the candidates, the issues, to introduce our listeners to both the race and to this part of Idaho. And then we're going to see where the race goes. I mean, there's a chance that we'll come back one more time, two more times, you know, depending on how this is playing out. We're going to keep talking to people, you know, from here. I'd like to keep talking to both candidates, you know, even when we're in Washington and not necessarily in Idaho. I'm going to be listening to your stories and hearing how the race is playing out. So, yeah, we want to sort of use this as a bellwether and as a gauge for how this war in the Republican Party is playing out. And, you know, once we've kind of decided that this is a race we want to follow, we're going to keep coming back, both physically, I hope, but also, you know, keep track of all the coverage and continue talking to people often.